Just a few years ago, Spain's fast-expanding economy was creating a third of all new jobs in the European Union. In the past year, though, about one out of every two layoffs in Europe has been in Spain. The unemployment rate has soared to more than 17%. Still, losing a job in Spain can either be a catastrophe or like hitting the jackpot. Jerome Sokolowski explains.
A 30-year-old woman walks into an unemployment office in the Madrid suburb of Alcobendas. Ainhoa Balsera used to work as a cleaning lady. It used to take less than 15 days to find a job, she says. Now there's nothing. Things are bad. Her last job was at a public school which had just been renovated. The work lasted a month and a half. They hired me shortly before the vacation, she says. I was supposed to leave the school tidy and clean. And when everything was done, Balsera says, they told me, that's it. Now I'm collecting a welfare check for $550 a month. And I'm surviving, barely. But I have no alternative, says Balsera, who has a 9-year-old daughter. Her story is typical in Spain. There are 4 million people now out of work. Most of them are female, young, and many are immigrants. In fact, for those under 25, the jobless rate is nearly 32%. Many of those people had jobs in construction or the service industries during the housing boom. Now they get the minimum benefits. But for workers with job contracts and a few years of seniority, it's an entirely different story. Fred Ankawa spends a lot of time at home with his two small boys these days, and he's finally working on the novel he'd long dreamed of writing. The 45-year-old Frenchman used to work for a telecoms firm in Madrid. After 6 years with the company, he agreed to a voluntary dismissal, and in exchange, he got more than $100,000 in severance.
At least that's one of the advantages to be fired, that you are more at home with the kids. Usually when I used to work, I was coming back late, so very often I came and the kids were already at bed, so now at least I can even catch them at school and see them before they go to sleep.
It's by no means just white-collar workers who get such golden parachutes. A few weeks ago, auto workers laid off from a Nissan plant in Barcelona were given up to $150,000 each. By law, a firm in Spain that fires an employee with a contract must pay at least 20 days per year worked. But many offer several times that much to avoid strikes and drawn-out court battles. Ken Dubin is an American-born labor expert who teaches at a business school in Madrid. At a cafe near the school, he says the system is designed to protect the worker who stays at the same job until retirement and who's the only breadwinner of his household.
This is the assumption underlying Spanish labor law. It obviously has nothing to do with the way the labor market works these days.
In Spain, employers got around the restrictive labor regulations by hiring lots of temporary workers. Dubin says this has created a two-tier labor market.
So there's a certain group of people for whom this crisis basically means winning the lottery, and it's not a small group of people. However, there's a perhaps even larger group of people who have virtually no access to benefits whatsoever, with the exception of their health care and basic social assistance.
That free health care does lift a huge burden from the unemployed, but the inequity and the high unemployment rate are an embarrassment for Spain's socialist government. It's under pressure to reduce the high cost of firing workers so that companies will be more inclined to hire them. At a recent political rally, though, the Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, was defiant. There will be neither reforms to facilitate layoffs nor reductions in social expenditures because I won't be blackmailed by anybody, he said. The Prime Minister knows he'll get support from Spain's major unions. Their membership is mostly made up of workers with contracts. And that's one reason why there's been so little labor unrest in Spain, even though there are more people out of work now than at any time in the past half century. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.